welcome everyone. Today is Thursday, August the 27th, 2015. We're glad that you're here, and we're looking forward to having an excellent show today. This is going to be part three of The Art of Manifesting Your Heart's Desires. This is Decree and It Shall Be, and I'm here every Thursday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're going to have a great show today, and before we get started, let me open this up with a universal decree and meditational prayer through divine power and by divine grace. May all of you that have an opportunity to listen to today's show or hear it later in our archives, may you be blessed by everything that you hear, and may you be able to use it right away. The angel of grace says, "This is your time to awaken and remember, to come in alignment and attunement with your higher self. This is your time to be present and mindful of not only your words, your actions, your thoughts, your deeds, as well as your feelings. But be mindful that you are now free to grow and grow back into the reality of your divinity and have that divinity expressed here on earth. Your body is the temple of the divine. And so you shall learn all that you need to learn, remember all that you need to remember, and desire even more. For you also are blessed, and you also shall be a blessing to others. I see and decree that it shall be. Amen, amen, amen." All right, well, as I said, today is Thursday, August the 27th, 2015. I'm here live out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm happy to be here today and share these teachings, which come from my Circle of Grace One, which is my own spiritual and metaphysical ministry that began on July 2nd, 1999 AD, under the aegis and the anointing of the Angel of Grace through Divine Providence, and gave birth to his very own spiritual and metaphysical institute that has five layers, five levels to it, on February the 7th, 2009. So many of the teachings that you hear me give here for Thor Ministry Radio Network right here for Decree and It Shall Be every Thursday are the teachings that are derived from my personal experiences. I've been involved in my field for 40-some-odd years now, exactly 41. I got started July 2nd, 1974. So I'm always revising all of my lesson plans. I've been blessed to be able to share this information with so many people worldwide. So here we are today. We had gone over last week many things, the three fields of awareness, and there's actually 10 of them. So we had already covered last week, which was part two, and it had to do with the 5 points, with the 5 questions that help mold what you are seeking to do with your life. And then we also expressed about being a visionary, being able to see clearly for yourself, compose a clear intention for yourself, and then to watch synchronicity kick in, meaning that while you are looking at your prayers, your affirmations, and your decrees, and developing a clear vision of what you are designed to accomplish, what you're seeking to accomplish, you notice how things begin to fall in place, and that's what synchronicity is all about. Things coming together at the same time. Many of you have heard the phrase people would use, things come in threes. Three is a charm. Or let's synchronize our watches together. That means let's set the same exact time so we're on the same point, on the same page. So when we're looking into the art of manifesting our heart's desires, now when I created this program was done as a workshop back in New Jersey on, I think, April 25th, 2003. So it was putting it together then to see that it can work. And what we learned last week was a friend of mine by the name of Bill used to help drive me to my locations in Jersey. And he actually had gotten rid of a truck through that same process, answering his 5 questions, getting clear in his mind what he really wanted, and then watched the synchronicity play out. But being an active participant, he sold one vehicle with a lease attached to it and got him another vehicle with a brand new lease. And he eventually just kept following that same process to where he's now owning his own vehicles, flat out owning his own vehicles. So that was used as an example last week, where there are 4 more fields of awareness left, and we're going to talk about 2 of them today. Number 7 field of awareness is called remembering your true self. And number 8 field of awareness is embracing the universal mind. But what do we know about remembering? Well, we break down the word remember. R-E means to repeat something, to bring something back. And member is just like it says. It's a member. It's a part, something that's a part of a whole. So you think of people who join groups. They become a member. They become an integral part of the group or the circle or the association or the organization they choose to be a part of. And the ING, that's just that opportunity to make it in the present, let you know that you're in the process of doing that at all times. So when we are remembering, we're using our memory, from our deepest part of our memory banks, what we know about ourselves and the truth of ourselves. And this is highly important. So it is necessary for us to be able to reinforce what you already know is true for you. So if you know, as a perfect example, the truth of who you are right now in the physical form, you have a certain weight, a certain height, and you have everything else, your appearance. You have certain attributes that you hold for yourself, certain traits that you do all the time, certain habits. You have a certain location that you live in. That's a city, a town, a hamlet somewhere. You know, maybe you live out, you enjoy living out in nature, so you live on a bigger acreage, and you enjoy that so you can see all of nature. Some of you like being in the city, so you can see the skyscrapers, and you could attend shows and musicals and things of that nature. So each environment is telling a story about you, but you're seeking the true you. What is the true you? So you're going beyond your physical appearances and your physical surroundings. You're going beyond all of that, what people know you to be physically, and stepping into the world of your spirituality, of yourself, your divinity, that you are a light being. You are this energy form with divine intelligence, divine heart that takes you wherever you desire to go, within this greater spectrum, infinite spectrum called the universe. So here you are seeking to put all the puzzle pieces back together. Sometimes Aboriginal shamans speak of it as soul retrieval, when we feel totally disconnected from our tribe, from our family, from our society that we are in, that has been created. We feel disconnected from where we live, our home. We all experience it. How many of us have gone on a vacation or gone someplace, and then after you've seen or felt enough of that place that you are in, had a feeling of, oh, I feel homesick, meaning I'm yearning to go back home to an environment that I'm accustomed to, or an environment where I had much pleasure and much growth. So we are doing this all the time. We are always seeking to pull all the puzzle pieces, which are really not just question marks about ourselves, but really are the benchmarks of who we are. And we're putting all of that back into ourselves. So when a medicine person, shaman, goes out to heal or to create wholeness, the opportunity for wholeness to present itself to the person that they're serving, they are seeking to pull back all of the power parts, power tools, all the things that help raise their self-esteem, bring them back out of the valleys, out of the foxholes, and up back firmly on the earth, firmly in their heart, so that they can grow. So we're seeking to do that all the time, but we have to know that we do have a true self. So we remind ourselves that we are this living, integral part of the universal and divine God mind. We are this seed thought, as I call it, of the divine mind. We are a co-creator. The universal God mind is our co-partner. So we do nothing without the universal laws around us. We're a part of those laws. We do nothing without knowing the presence of there being a divine mind with vast amount of energy sources and resources that is beyond us, and yet we are from it at the same time. We are a part of it. Just like when the mother receives a sperm that connects with the egg out of a million sperms, and then a fetus begins to grow inside her womb. We are a part of the universe. The mother that we are in is our universe. Uni means one. Verse means song or phrase. So we are together. We are one. And those who have birthed children know that. Those who have become fathers that planted the seed know that. Those who have businesses know that. They create a business. And that business, you hear people always say the phrase, oh, this business is my baby. You know, I've watched it grow from a seedling in the earth, and I've watered it, and I've cultivated, and I've done everything I needed to do, and I presented it to the source of light, which is the people around me who could bring it to another stage. I presented it to an audience. I marketed it. I published it. I did whatever I had to do. Now it's on stage. People could bathe in it, in what they have. So we're doing it all the time. Now, I call this the art of manifesting. And we see the word man in there, but the root of man is ma, M-A, which is a short derivation from mother. And so I'm also using the word materializing. So not only is this about the art of manifesting, but it is also the art of materializing your heart's desires. We all have something that we are yearning for, all of us, whether it's to be happier, to be more joyful in the moment. We are yearning for that. We're not just yearning the truth of ourselves, but once we understand the truth of ourselves, we have to live that. There's no going backwards. We live our truth. And for some, that can be a painful experience. And many of us, and I've been there too, when I wasn't true to myself, when I didn't have a clue what I was doing in this field back in the early 70s. I was still exploring in my college years, what was this all about? And I didn't have any friends to talk it over with either. I only had a few, maybe less than a handful, less than five people that I could talk this to. And even they didn't know. And we honestly knew we knew nothing. But we know that it's a growth process. Our journey, our spiritual journey, is a growth process. And we learn how to put it into motion in a day-to-day existence. So we're not just existing and just plodding along, but we're creating our day. And that's what you're learning through this 10-step process about creating your day. Of course, there are going to be some days that are not going to be the greatest for you. They're going to be boring, and some of them might have some painful experiences and some sadness. Life has that. Life has everything in it. but we learn how to treasure each and every moment. We learn how to treasure our loved ones, our friends, our family, and our new family. And the new family appears to be new, but what we find out later on, they're part of our soul family. That's the real family. Outside of your brother, maternal brother and sister, maternal and paternal brother and sister, or some other people that you get along with on a deeper level than your immediate family. And if you find yourself doing that right away, those individuals are part of your soul group. Your soul group is all over the world, and they get to meet each other at some point. And when you're in the presence of your soul group triggers your memory process, and you begin to seek and find your true self, and you begin to express that true self. And you get to reinforce that true self. So what happens in this process of remembering your true self is a part of what I mentioned last week. Last week, I gave you 4, 5, and 6 fields of awareness, the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th. And part of that series was number 5. Which is becoming a visionary. And that's a part of this foundation for remembering your true self. You must become a visionary. You see, you have to set forth clear intention. You have to internalize that intention so it becomes more magnetized within you. And then when it becomes more magnetic, it means you become excited, you become overflowing with this energy, then what happens? You go back to that 4th postulate, which is you start asking yourself to get a clear image of yourself. You start asking, well, what do I want? Where do I need it in my life? Why do I need it in my life? When am I going to go about getting it? How am I going to go about getting it? And you start organizing all those thoughts. You start reiterating those thoughts, and those thoughts are helping you. Those questions, short 5 words, are helping you become more definitive about who you really are. And it causes you to become a visionary. And when you become a visionary, meaning you begin to see all that you need to see and more, and you begin to see it clearly, as we call it, a clear intention. What are you intending? What are you desiring willfully to accomplish? Then you remember that all is energy. See, that's the 3rd postulate. All is energy. In the Hermetic laws, they call it all is mind. Mind is energy. Field of energy is light. So you remember that all is energy and everything is a state of mind. Now that's good to know, because when you're about discovering your true self, you have states of mind that have been developed in this lifetime from the time you were born. How many of us, we don't have a visual, but I know our chat room is open up at some point. And you can ask your question there as you hear all of this. How many people often have thought, what am I here for? Why am I here? What is it that I really want to do with my life? I have a job. It's a good paying job. I have a family. I have children. I have a partner. But what else do I want in my life? What else do I desire? Or maybe you're doing everything, and you're happy, and you're already contented. Therefore, you just have to keep maintaining that energy, that high, good energy. But many will question. And there's nothing wrong with questioning yourself. You have a state of mind. A state of mind is a condition that you have formulated or was formulated and built up around you. We've often heard, oh, it feels like heaven in here. Oh, it feels like hell in here. Oh, it's lousy today. Well, when we start describing the negative, we start almost getting to the point where we are believing in the negative. And then everything that goes with it begins to synchronize itself to you. And so you may think that if you are experiencing a lot of negative things, you have a lot of negative people around you, you have a lot of naysayers and people who are always talking down to you or down to other people in their lives, or they're gossiping all the time, then that sets up a state of mind of worry, anxiety, mental illness sometimes starts to come through, physical illness is there, emotional downtime, where we go into mood swings, and then become depressed. And depressed is having their anger turned to the inside, where they no longer love themselves, no longer like who they are, don't even like where they find themselves at in life. So this is all about turning that all around. It is our desire today to turn it around. And we could turn it around at any time. You could turn it around at any age. So you don't have to wait. If you're, let's say, you're on a college campus and you're listening to this right now, you don't have to say to yourself, "Well, I'm going to wait till I get till I graduate, and then I'm going to turn it around." Well, no, start now. Start readjusting yourself now. Start turning over the tables in your own mind and heart. Start seeking. Start pulling away the pebbles, the boulders, the rocks, refashioning the cliffs in your life, smoothing things out. Start today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. But then some may say, and I can hear a vibration that reminds me when I used to say, "Well, I'm doing all the right things. Now what do I need to do? Because I see the same things over and over and over." Well, sometimes we have to realize you're not in this by yourself. The universe is here to support you. It's here to help guide you. It's here to help create along with you. So all you have to do is tune your energies higher. Well, there are different ways to tune that energy higher. Start thinking more positive. Start doing more positive. Start to help others do positive things in your environment. I was on a conference call last night, and it was a good reminder that the person that was teaching, he says, "Be supportive to others to help them reach their goals as well." That's what he's saying. "And be of service to others. But be of service where you are not seeking a return. You're just giving it." Because if you just give of yourself to the universe to be in service, good quality, positive service to someone else, the returns are beyond what you can imagine. When you just give without thinking about, "I'm giving this," let's say there's a person without a home, the homeless person, and you give them $1 or 50 cents or whatever. If you're not saying in your mind, "I'm going to give them $1 because I want the universe to give me tenfold." No, you don't do it that way, because what will happen is you'll just focus on yourself and not the person that you're seeking to serve, to assist. So what you have to do is open your heart and just serve. Be happy that you were placed at that strategic point where you had to drive your car or take a bus or take a train or take a subway, come up out of the subway, and that person is right there. And people do that every day and see a person right there. They say, "Well, how do I know if that person is for real?" Your heart will tell you. Your heart knows the difference. Your heart is the psychic master. Your heart is the intuitive master. Your heart is the empathic master. In fact, you'll feel before you see them, "There's somebody I have to give this to." It may not be the person right there. It might be someone further down, but the vibration becomes a frequent vibration, a frequency, and it starts to send out signals. And we're sending out signals all the time. We're just unaware that sometimes we have what I call the baser or the more negative signals going out because we have some rough moments in our lives. You know, some of those signals are, I don't want to be bothered. And those signals outweigh, I want to help somebody. And when we say, I don't want to be bothered, what happens, the scenario sets up in our mind, and the state of mind is, I'm being bothered today. I don't want to be bothered, but I'm being bothered today. Something bothers me. An event bothers me. So we're constantly placing those signals out into the universe, into our surroundings, and sooner or later, they show up to match. An event happens to match the thought and the emotions. Because you need both. Not just the thought, but the emotions that go with it. That's the magnetism. That gives it some weight. It begins to precipitate. And then, one by one, you start having an experience. People are calling you, and the experience is not good. It's off. We have to change our condition. We have to change our state of mind. When we change our state of mind and begin to lighten up and begin to cleanse it and clear it, and then what happens, we not only clear the feelings, but our words get clear. Our words take on the right vibration. And we repeat those words over and over and over again. So here's something called an affirmation. An affirmation means you have a statement. You have a realization that what you are saying is already true. It is the truth of who you are. It's the truth of your life. But here's an affirmation, a simple one. I am one with God. Now, God is whoever that is to you as a divine source, divine being, an infinite divine source to yourself that represents all of creation, all of the universe. So you might say, I am one with Buddha, I am one with Jesus, I am one with Krishna, I am one with whomever. I am one with the divine source, the universal God mind, Father, Mother, God, that is infinite. I am one with love, with unconditional love. You could say that. God and I are one. The spirit of unconditional love and grace and I are one. It is through divine power and by divine grace that I can manifest my heart's desires right now. And you can use that other word I was saying, materialize. You can say both. You can say it is through divine power and by divine grace that I can now manifest and materialize my heart's desires. Or you could say it this way, it is through divine power and by divine grace that I can manifest and materialize my heart's desires right now. And what's so important about these words? We have to get the feeling into it. We can't be sterile about it. We just can't say it robotically because it will not hit home. It will not energize through the body. We want to learn how to speak in such a way that we can feel the vibration from the forming of our own words, not just in our head, in our throat, in our chest, in our abdomen, in our back, feel it throughout ourselves. The more that we could feel better about ourselves and feel good about what we're thinking, intending, and saying, the stronger the opportunity to create a better state of mind, which then creates a better condition, a better environment around ourselves. So we can also say, I am ready to receive. Or just say, I receive that. I feel it and receive it. I feel it and embrace it as my own. I feel it and embrace it and receive it as the truth of who I am. And see, you put certain emphasis on words, like a rhythm. When you go out and dance, you know, you have a choice. You can dance on the downbeat, one and a three, every other odd beat, or you can dance on the upbeat, as they call it, the two and the four. if the notes or the beats are 1, 2, 3, 4, or maybe you're dancing in between the other beats, increment beats in between all of that. But the thing is what? When you're out there dancing, what are you doing? You are feeling the music as if it is your own. You are feeling all of the rhythms as if it is you. You are feeling the words as if you are speaking the words. And, you know, when you get into out there dancing, no matter what kind of dancing it is, when you're done, when you feel physically exhausted and all sweated up, you usually have a very good day thereafter, or a series of days. Why? Because you release, you let it go completely. So you want to know that you have this power to remember your true self. You want to honor yourself. Now, sometimes that means to honor your past, honor your present. Well, how do we honor our future achievements? Well, you put your future achievements into your present moment.
Yep.
Maybe you're someone who is about to, you're in medical school, you're getting prepared for medical school or law school. And you say, how am I going to pass this test? I'm studying all the time. I'm putting my mind, I'm putting my physicalness into it all the time. Well, instead of worrying about, am I going to pass the test? You must convince yourself and accept the fact that you are bright enough to know the right answers, and you are bright enough and more to pass the test. So what you would say to yourself is, I'm so happy I aced that test. I've aced many tests like it before. I've had difficult tests like this before, and I aced them. I got a perfect score. I got a perfect score. You start convincing yourself, I got the perfect score. I have a perfect score. I always get a perfect score. I always get a high score. And I'm excited. So you got to get to the point to raise your vibration, to know, to convince yourself that you could do this. You can make it happen. You can manifest and materialize. Now, let me speak about the word materialize, because in the word materialize, you see the word material. The suffix AL means something special, like a rank or a level. And then you see the word mater, Latin, M-A-T-E-R. And then you see the word pronoun, I. So that means you have this certain level to create something in your life, like a mother. Create like mother. Universe is the creation, the mother of creation. You have this ability. Within you is the womb of your consciousness, the womb of your memory, your subconscious side, and your conscious side, to make it happen. Your body is the matter. You know, when we go to, those of us who had the opportunity to have gone to college or universities, and a university, really a play on words, the university is really supposed to be talking about the condition of the universe. But for most of us, when we go from college to university, university is what? A collection of colleges, is not just one, a collection of colleges within itself. The College of Law, the College of Medicine, the College of Theatrical Works and Performances, the College of Anthropology, the College of Literature and English, and so on and so on. Each college in a university is like a planet in a galaxy. Let me say that again so everybody gets that. Each college in the university system is like a planet to the galaxy. So that's why when you go to a university, it's large. You got a north campus, a south campus, or an east campus, or a west campus. And they all belong to the same university system. They're all connected. That's like people who go down to Atlanta, and you have the all-men's college, which is Morehouse, and you have the all-women's college, which is Spelman. And then you got Clark University, I think, down there, and Emory University, And if I'm not mistaken, there's a certain point where all four campuses touch, literally. There's a crossway. There's a street that takes you into each one of them. That's how close they are to each other. And they're all under the same university system. So I just make that as an example. You have everything imaginable that you could utilize to help you go to the next level. We all do. We just have to clear away our ego, our personal view of ourselves, our personal take on the what the universe is, and look at the divine source, the true source of that. When we can do that, we therefore create a better map for ourselves and a better mindset for ourselves. So, we honor ourselves, past, present, and future. We see the future as happening as now. We embrace ourselves. We accept and forgive ourselves. When we forgive, we're releasing ourselves from an old debt, an accumulation of debts, of negativity, of wrongdoing and wrong thinking and wrong feeling. We forgive ourselves for having gone through the situation to learn something or many things about ourselves. You know, sometimes people want to be involved in relationships, but they don't have a relationship with themselves. They don't hold themselves accountable for anything. So how are they going to be in a relationship? They don't know who they are. How are they going to be in a relationship with someone else? You can only know the other person by first knowing yourself, by trusting yourself, by having this close relationship with yourself. The other most important relationship is your relationship to the universe, to know where you are in the universe. You know, universe is a system, to know where you're at inside that system, that bigger picture. If you are happy with yourself and are improving yourself, when it's time for you to have someone in your life, a partner in your life, you can be an equal. You can function together, not look down your nose at each other, but not look up at each other either, not put each other on a pedestal, but work together as one. So it's the same process here. We have to affirm these things into existence. We have to accept and embrace ourselves, but we got to also release, let go of those old parts of ourselves that no longer serve us. Then know that as you do these, you are being always blessed and receiving more blessings. Always blessed and receiving more blessings. So what is very important for you to do at this point, though, because this is all about remembering your true self, right? One of the things you want to do is don't be hard on yourself. We all make mistakes. We all have ridden the bicycle and have fallen off of it. Took the training wheels off too soon. We should have just had one instead of two. Or maybe keep the two on until we learn how to ride the bike straight up and down without leaning to the right or to the left. Have good body posture. Learn how to speak our words properly. Learn how not to speak down to other people, not to be condescending, not to be sarcastic, but to be more loving. Our words should be healing to others. It should transform the person in front of ourselves. But it can't transform that person in front of us until it transforms ourselves. We have to be healed by our own words. We have to hear how we are speaking to others, and we have to hear how we are listening. Many times we've been in conversations, we get so excited that we talk over somebody. People have done it all the time because we get so excited. Then there are some people who are egocentric. So they're not going to let you get a word out. They're going to talk over you. They're going to be the first one to say something. They're going to be the first one to have a viewpoint or opinion. They're going to be the first one that put all that energy out. But you have to free yourself. You have to free yourself. So don't be hard on yourself, but be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Show unconditional love and compassion to yourself first. See, when you treat yourself the way you desire to be treated with love and respect, then you could issue, those are gifts, you can issue those as gifts, as blessings upon other people. And when people see the consistency with you over and over and over, you're constantly doing the same pattern that brings you a better life, a better feeling about yourself, then they shall inquire. Well, before I step into the eighth field of awareness, let me take a moment and let you all know that this is the Thor Ministry Radio Network. I'm happy to have my program here every Thursday, Decree and It Shall Be. But do you know that every Tuesday you can listen to Brother Sharif with the Debt Show at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday, learn about debt issues and how they arise in our lives with the lion of Thor Ministry Radio Network himself, the founder of it, Brother Sharif Bey. Every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, listen to the Woman Re-Elevated Show with Sister Layla Eel and her co-hostess, Yama, and learn about all the things that can help uplift women, bring them back to their rightful place in the universe. And this is all women, not just a special group, but all women. And this is a show that's also a blessing for men to listen to, because then they can understand the process of events that women are going through all the time. And they can learn how to understand that in a loving, unconditional way, and therefore assist the women in their life go back up the ladder in their lives. So listen every Wednesday to the Woman Re-Elevated Show here on Thor Ministry Radio for Blog Talk Radio at the same time, the platform currently for it. Listen to the Woman Re-Elevated Show at 11 a.m. every Wednesday morning with Sister Layla Eel and Sister Yama. They have messages and information for you that is critical to your wellness and your well-being, critical to your family and your loved ones, so that you could change your life for the better. Every Tuesday is the Debt Show with Brother Sharif at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, now we're going to give out a call-out number in a moment's notice. If you want to always send me an email, feel free to email me at Brother Francis. That's BROTHERFRANCIS, written as one word, lower caps, Brother Francis at ThorLawGroup.com. THOR Law, LAW, Group, GROUP.com. That's my new email address. Send all your questions and comments about my show there and any other things you need to know about any of the teachings that I have going on here every Thursday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, which is 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central in the morning, and 9 a.m. Pacific every Thursday with Decree and It Shall Be. And I'm the host, Brother Francis Revels Bay. Well, I want to get into this last part. Now, this is not the last. This is the eighth field of awareness, because next week we do 9 and 10, and that will complete it. The eighth field of awareness, once you understand that it's all about remembering your true self, it's now embracing the universal mind. You want to embrace the universal mind. So I use the word embrace to mean to bring the consciousness of the universal and divine God mind into you, into yourself. That's what happens when you hug somebody, you know. When two people hug, they're embracing. They want to bring themselves into each other. So you're bringing the consciousness of the universal and divine God mind into you. You come to learn how to accept that which has always been a part of you. When you embrace something, you're accepting it, it being a part of who you are. You, we, have never been separated from the divine. See, certain societies out here have taught that you are separated. You go off to school, you are separated from mom, dad, brothers, and everybody else, because now you're in school with siblings and your peers, and grade school, and then middle school, and then high school, and then college. And by that time, you acquired some new friends, but you feel like you're separated, that you're cut off, but you're not really cut off at all. If you have unconditional love for each other, respect and honor, trust and faith in each other, you're not separated at all. You're still one. And see, this is what you have to understand. You have to remember that each manifestation and materialization becomes an act and demonstration of faith in action. That means after you learn all of this and feel comfortable with it, while you're feeling comfortable, you have to engage yourself into it and you have to apply it. The more you apply it, the more success you'll have, opportunities for success as well, and you get adjusted to the flow of the energy and what you're capable of doing. So when you align with the universal mind's energy, that becomes a part of your consciousness. And that's what you have to remember. When you align yourself and attune yourself with the universal mind's energy, that becomes a part of your consciousness. It's a part of you. The divine energy of all, that is now living inside of you, expressing through you. The divine mind's energy is manifesting through you. You just simply embrace it as yourself. So that's why you're embracing the universal mind. You are embracing it as yourself. It's the same thing with people have first names and last names. Your family name is embracing that, meaning that you're a part of that group of people. It's the same thing. People play sports. They say, I'm with the Lobos out here. I'm with the Dodgers, professional baseball team. I'm with the Eagles, a professional football team. You embraced it. You are a member of it. You pay your dues one way or the other, but you're a member. So this is what the eighth field of awareness is all about. It's embracing it as yourself, as your own. So let me open up the phone lines. Live phone number is 657-383-0332. 657-383-0332. If you're already online on that number, please press 1 so that we can acknowledge you and bring you in now. You can ask about this topic matter, or maybe you've got something dealing with numbers and you want insight about yourself. Decree and it shall be. I'm Brother Francis E. Revelsbury. I'm the host for today's weekly Thursday show. 657-383-0332. The lines are open. Press 1. Is anyone there?
Brother Francis, there are people there?
Yes. I want to know.
Yeah, there are people there. Feel free to press 1.
Yeah. We can't see you if you jump up and down. We can't see if you do cartwheels, but if you press 1, we'll see you. This is Decree and It Shall Be, and this was part 3 of The Art of Manifesting Your Heart's Desires, about remembering your true self. And that once you know that, you begin to embrace that self, that part, who you really are. And then that allows you to embrace the universal mind, the divine mind. You become one with it. You become that phrase, I am that I am. The word that means you're pointing to the divine. You're saying, I'm a part of that. The word that becomes a bridge for the essence of the divine to embrace you as much as you are embracing it. Live number 657-383-0332. We welcome you to have any comments or questions for today's show, decree and it shall be. The art of manifesting your heart's desire. Remember, you got to have a clear intention. You have to create one, a clear intention, something that speaks to you so it helps you to manifest and materialize. It manifests in your mind and materializes down in your physical body and then into your environment. 657-383-0332. And while we're waiting for someone to press one, I'm going to give you another announcement. If you would like to email me with questions and comments about my show, just email me at brotherfrancis@thorlawgroup.com. That's brotherfrancis@thor, T-H-O-R, law, L-A-W, group, G-R-O-U-P.com. And I'll get back with you just as soon as I can. If you need to call me, you can always leave messages for me, and I respond right away. I have a Skype number, 973-973-685-5978. I have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week meditational decree request line. It's an all-purpose decree that you can listen to for free just by calling 505-717-4722. That's 505-717-4722. I have a Google Talk number at 505-289-1943. Call any one of those numbers. I will see your number. I will hear your message and get back with you just as soon as I can. I like to communicate with you. I like to assist you in having a much better day, a much better week. I like to assist you in pouring unconditional love onto yourself and your loved ones, family and your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors. The number is 657-383-0332, our live call-in number, not only for my show, but when you listen every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's the same exact number if you want to talk to Brother Sharif, the host of The Debt Show. It is the same exact number every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time if you want to speak to Layla Eel and Yama on the Woman Re-Elevated Show. We're here for you at Thor Ministry Radio Network. We would like to help you help yourself become better, be better, have more exciting things going on into your life, be freer in your life with yourself. We're here to help you love yourself more. We're here to help you create wholeness in your life, on whatever level that is for you. We want to assist you. Call in number four right now, 657-383-0332. I love everybody. I'm glad to be here, be of assistance, to share 41 years of information, anything that's spiritual and metaphysical. I'm interested in sharing that with you. 657-383-0332.
Brother Francis, we have a caller.
Yes.
Caller from 850-3084. Mm-hmm. 850-3084. Welcome to Decree and It Shall Be.
Oh, is it me?
You're on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. You know, I was just wondering, your brother, Francis, so I'm wondering, what is your title? Are you would you call yourself a spiritualist, a shaman, a medium?
Well, I have a lot of hats. I am a spiritual teacher. I've been a metaphysical and spiritual teacher since 1974. I'm a numerologist. I conduct numerology readings and charts for people. I've taught the tarot, handwriting analysis, the art and science of pendulums, how to use them.
Oh, really?
I have a lot of, yeah, I have a lot of things. That's why I just bring it down to brother.
Yeah, and so what I was wondering is, can you access the individual's Akashic records?
Sometimes I can tune into it. I have the Angel of Grace is my keynote angel that allows me to tune into that. Often when I go into that, that's a longer process, meaning that I need a little time to clear.
Yeah.
And go deep to pull that information. But I've been able to pull up people's past lives and usually bring out the ones that are most significant right now,
yeah,
that have a connection to whatever the person is doing now or is about to do.
Exactly. You know, I a long time ago, I don't know, 1986 maybe, I went to a woman who was really famous in Germany, and I wrote my name down, Judy Lynn Roth at the time, and she meditated and accessed my Akashic Records. Individual letters of that she analyzed and told me the lifetimes that I had accordingly. And now that my, and then I used to be very business-wise successful, and now that my name is different, you know, I have my surnames, my husband's,
right,
things changed completely. Not for the better either. I mean, it's like the business side of it. I'm like, you know, I'm smart, I'm ambitious, and it's just so peculiar that I just can't, you know, get what I had.
Well, often when names are changed, yes, you pick up the frequency that belongs to the other person, but you still have your first name. And if you have a middle name, that becomes the bridge that can take you from the new name into your individual trait found in your first name. And then, of course, the numerical day that you're born on, under the sign that you come under, tells us also what your gifts are. And then if I was to add up the birth month, day, and year numerically in a vertical line, I could find out what your life path number is, or what we call a destiny number. And that's
the destiny number? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes.
Because I have a book on that, and I got all the way almost to the end, and then that one gap of the destiny number, I just couldn't quite figure out.
Well,
so,
if you want me to, I could tell you right now.
Oh, I would love that.
The first month, day, and year that you're born.
04/17/1960, and I can even tell you the time.
So as a numerologist, I don't need your time.
Okay.
You're born on a powerful number. The 17 is like an Aquarian number. In the major arcana of the tarot, that's the 17th major key number, which is the water bearer, person that shows two urns, and they're pouring one from one vessel water back onto the earth, and they're returning water into water. And the person has a star above them, an eight-pointed star. So throughout your life, it's all about expressing love and the love of who you are and the peace that you offer to the world. Usually when people are born on the 17th of any particular calendar month, they usually find that the first two-thirds of their life, it takes a little while to get things going for themselves. But once they get it in gear, which means once they approach about age, between age 31 and 36, right down in there, somewhere down the line, it shifts for them, especially if they have a good energy field of people around them that gives them like a platform so they could spring into the sea of where they're going. Now, that 17, 1 plus 7 is an 8.
Yes.
So you're basically an old soul person. So that means you've been on the planet before numerous times. You've had numerous experiences.
Yeah.
You do best with people that are either highly mature, highly spiritually mature at the same time, and they could be a little older than yourself.
Yeah.
And when you were growing up, a lot of your friends were older than you.
Yeah, that's true.
So you got along with them much, much better. And what's interesting is you're born in 1960. That adds to a 7. You're born in the fourth month, and that's a 4. And the 4, 7s, and 8s are what I call the old soul numbers.
Really?
So you're definitely a person that was always interested in what the elders might have been doing, or people who are high achievers might have been doing.
Absolutely.
You know, and what I see in that, I'm going to add them up right now. You have the year that comes out of it is 1981. That might have been the first sign of the expression of your destiny. When we add that all together, that produces a 1. So it's like a 28, which is a 10. So that one life path number, it's about discovering yourself. No matter what you're doing, it always comes back to who am I?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but what it also means, too, is sometimes during that process throughout your lifetime, you are confronted with people who can be very self-centered.
Oh, my God.
People who can help you, and that doesn't mean that they have to necessarily help you in a positive way. One represent the sun, which is Leo, which attracts the number 4, which is an Aquarius vibration.
Yeah.
And those two numbers attract Cancerian and Pisces people.
So sometimes
all 4 of those people, if they're very positive, of course, it has a positive influence. But if they are negative around you, it makes you jump even faster. Like, I got to get out of here. I have to find my people. I have to get together with people who are nice like myself.
Exactly.
And so when we see all of this coming together, that's in general what your life path number. It also means you become a leader. At no matter what you're doing, you might be drawn to the arts or creative writing. You might be drawn to law fields or starting your own company. That 17-8 says you always think on a very big level.
You're
not a small-minded thinking person at all.
No.
When you're confronted with small things, you find a way to bring the big things out of it, big opportunities out of it.
Yeah. You know, I was born 1735, so that 1-7 is 8, and 35, and 3 and 5 is 8, and that day was Easter. I was born on Easter.
Wow. So that's significant in itself. So you were having like your own resurrection coming in on that day and being released and having an opportunity to. And being a 17, I know a lot of 17 people born under different signs, and they usually do excel in their life. And if they're having difficult times, they will create avenues for them to leave wherever the difficult parts are to get into the more positive. So it would be good for you to try to locate people who think like you do, have the similar philosophies that you have, and also are doing what you're trying to do.
You know, yeah, and I do have some, not many, but, you know, as you get older, I think, you know, everyone drifts off onto, you know, and focuses on their family. But I feel rich with friendship, actually. I just wonder, you know, what's so interesting is in Europe, it's like every 3 months I either had a promotion or a great trip and something significant happened, and it was always seemingly positive. And I've been in a dry spell for literally 15 years.
Wow. Well, you're here, so, you know, the vibrations were different for you may have lived many past lives over there, too.
Oh, yeah.
You may have lived. If you felt like you were home most of the time, you lived some past lives there.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely recreating the same kind of vibrations that you had there. Where over here, you feel what it feels like, and I'm just listening to the sound of your voice, the tone as you speak it, you didn't have such great times here in what is called America, in this part of the world.
This was always a
cutoff point. People weren't excited like the people abroad where you live.
Yeah. When I
so
had my...
You kind of have to recreate.
Yeah, I'm trying, and I'm occasionally successful, and I guess you know, my husband and I live apart because he can't find, he just doesn't want to retire yet, and that has left me lonely, and so I always try to shake that off, and every so often I do come to life and everything's good, and I'm certainly not a Debbie Downer, but when I had my Akashic records read a long time ago, they said that I was not a pleasant person in Russia, and I always had an adversity of going to Russia because I lived in Berlin, and East Berlin was gross. It was, you know, communism, and lo and behold, I married my husband, and we went to Russia, and I really, that karma came back to me big time, you know, I mean. So I just don't want to have that karma here because, I mean, I live with nature. That makes me very happy and fulfills me and heals me. I just, you know, I just feel like I'm at a standstill.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, you are currently, because you just, your birthday came through 4 months ago.
Uh-huh.
So you should be in a completely different cycle. Let's see where that is. You're in in 2015 here, you're in a, I want to make sure I get it right, you're in a two-personal year. So that began on your birthday this year, and it goes all the way up until the day before your birthday next year. So for you, the nature of the two is to find out, find new friends that can partner up with the same type of spiritual connection that you have.
Exactly, good.
That's what you have to do.
Try
to find those people who are already living it.
Exactly.
Or if they're not already living it, they're trying to live it. That means that's equally good because they got the energy where they're and they're not complacent yet.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They got the energy to keep it going.
Exactly, I agree.
And the nature of two is the moon, which is Cancer, so it would be good if you know someone who runs their own business.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
That would help you, too, because that would help you get back on track energetically for what you're trying to do.
Yeah. Is there, do you have any feeling, any inclination as to whether or not I'm going to get a job that I love?
Well, you're going to, part of it right now with the energy on the planet is strong enough for people to begin to create in their mind what they want.
Okay.
Now, it will depend on what specifically you're trying to do, but the best way to do that is to see it already happening.
Exactly.
And then you do things that represent it that is going on right now. So let's say as an example, you were someone who created fashion, something fashionable for women or men.
Yeah.
So it would, and let's say it was an accessory, like a scarf or a tie.
Yeah.
What you would do is you would promote it yourself. You'd wear it so people could see it.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't have a picture of it on a website. You actually wear the item. So that way it'll capture someone's attention. They say, oh, my, what store did you get that from? I said, I didn't get it from a store. I made it. You what?
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Really? You made that? So you start getting the attention toward the thing that you are doing.
Exactly. That's
so
interesting.
So it's really about what I'm hearing for you. Part of it is about redesigning yourself. You know, in the business world, they call it recreating your image, rebuilding,
well,
revamping your image.
You know, I did in that I became a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, and I know I have to really just meditate and focus on the fact that and imagine myself in the position of already being a nurse somewhere in a location that I love.
Mm-hmm. And then what you want to do is just also start the physical part, researching.
Where
those places are.
Yeah,
in some
I have.
Places you may have to go over like every month or so. You may have to review them because all of those places, clinics and hospitals and things, they're all going through an overhaul. You know,
they are.
New things that are happening.
Well, that sounds great because you're confirming things that I've been doing. And so at least I know that I'm, working in the right direction.
You also have an ability to be almost along the lines of a holistic nurse or someone close to that.
Yeah, you know, when I've walked in rooms in the hospital, some elder people said that I come in with a very bright yellow aura.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the sign of a teacher. So you can teach that energy to people. And you also you have a strong healing energy that's there.
Yeah, yeah, I believe
you're that. You're a very giving person.
Yeah, I am. You know, and I just wonder spiritually, you know, I want to advance. I mean, I've seen so far three spirits in my lifetime. And if I can see them, why can't I see them really? I mean, I can see their, you know, I don't know, what the ectoplasm or whatever it's called. But why can't I see them as in with like a whole being?
Because sometimes it depends on the consciousness of them and you when that's coming together, and also environment. They have a little something to do with it. But a lot of it has to do with, at first when you see it, you don't see their whole form because perhaps they're not wanting to manifest that much of themselves.
Yeah.
So you may just catch the upper part of them.
Yeah.
But again, we are living at this time where there's new energy coming into the earth, and it's coming from all the solar flares in the universe that have been going on, so the veils are coming down a bit so that we begin to see more of their form.
Yeah, good.
And then what you want to be able to do is just tell them, you don't have to know their name or anything, just say to them, I feel that you're a good source, a good connection. When you are ready, if you say to them, when you are ready, reveal yourself to me in a way that I could see and understand, eventually what happens, they gain that trust with you and they start showing more of themselves.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
It's like that. It's like the old thing, you know, when we were children, we had the invisible friend. We could see them, but no one else could.
I know, you know.
They want to show themselves to you, but they want to make sure it is you that's seeing them and not everybody else.
Exactly. You know, I dreamt at the age of, I must have been around 5, that I married my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was in the military, and he was Army, and my husband's Army. And the guy in my dream had a blue uniform on. And I thought, well, then this can't be my husband. And little did I know that the dress blues for the military were blue, you know. So, I mean, there have been things that have come through that are really interesting.
Right.
I just really want to know how to, you know, work it so that it comes more naturally. I just feel like I'm blocked.
Yeah. Well, you have to have that. You have to do that through meditation, a lot of meditating. And then, you know, also just letting it develop. But we'll be able to speak later. And,
okay.
We'll go through all of that for you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. And this is good. These were good things to talk about because there are many people in the audience who are shy about asking.
Well,
so
you have a great day.
When other people replay this, they're going to hear it and then they're going to want to know more for themselves.
Good. Okay, great. Well, you have a good day.
You too now. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. All right. The time is, 11:14 for me. If you're on the East Coast, that is, if you're in the Central Time Zone, that's 12:14. On the East Coast, that is 1:14. And if you're out in the Pacific time frame, that is 10:14. Ready to take one or two more questions at 657-383-0332. That's 657-383-0332. To create should be, I'm the host, Brother Francis Revels Bay. Press 1 if you're on that phone line so we could get you in and answer your questions or hear your comments about today's show. Is there anyone there? 657-383-0332. Next week, we will complete the art of manifesting your heart's desires with field awareness 9 and 10. And then we will have completed all 10. 657-383-0332. If you want to send me an email, you can email me now at Brother Francis, brotherfrancis@thorlawgroup.com. You can leave phone messages for me at 973-685-5978. That's my Skype internet number, 973-685-5978. Also, my prayer and meditational decree line is an all-purpose one that you can listen to for free and then leave your message. And that's calling 505-717-4722. Google Talk number is 505-289-1943. This is Brother Francis Revels Bay. I'm the founder of the Circle of Grace One, founded on July 2nd, 1999 A.D., under the aegis, which means the wings, and the anointing of the angel of grace through divine providence. 657-383-0332 is today's live call-in number. But you can use that same number every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talk to Brother Sharif, the host of The Debt Show, every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can use that same number and talk to Sister Layla Eel and her co-hostess Yama when they present to you the Woman Re-Elevated Show every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're here to help you. So use that phone number when the shows are live, 657-383-0332. Today is August the 27th. Who was born on August the 27th? Long time ago. Two important stars, I think, were born on this day. I have to go look them up. I know on November 27th, there was the late Bruce Lee and Jimi Hendrix. I know there's somebody's birthday today. Someone in my phone directory is having a birthday today. In two more days, it'll be the late Michael Jackson's birthday on the 29th of August, which is a Saturday. And all over the world, people are going to be dancing to his music. So be sure to get your strut on, okay? 657-383-0332. This is Decree and It Shall Be, and the time is counting down. Get your question in now. 657-383-0332. I'm here to help you. I love to be of service to you through this show every Thursday. I'm here broadcasting live out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Enjoying the Southwest. I wasn't born here, but I'm living here now the past 4 years, and I'm enjoying every moment, seeing hot air balloons over my head 300 times a year, hot air balloons in the air. Maybe I'll get on one myself. Again, that number, one more time, 657-383-0332. Next week, we will complete the art of manifesting your heart's desires with key awareness field number 9 and 10. But I'm here right now, ticking away, moment to moment, minute to minute. We have 11 more minutes. Layla, do you have a question?
Oh, well, I do, you know, we're talking about manifesting our heart's desires, and I have more of a comment to make because I am living in the moment, creating my future in the moment, and all I can say is that it's a wonderful, wonderful journey. I have no regrets for anything in my past, although some of it
has been a little turbulent, but most of it has been wonderful. And, you know, those situations that come up in our lives, they come up obviously to teach us a lesson. And they keep repeating, because sometimes I repeated something and didn't quite understand or comprehend why. And that was to teach me a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of decided to not, just to take heed of that. And I don't like to repeat things over and over and over again. I think I got tired of that. And I'm deciding to take heed and learn the lesson, or aim to learn the lesson, so I can continue to move forward.
Right.
And it's just been a wonderful journey, and I'm just so very grateful. I'm very, very grateful for the path that I have, and I can see into my future, and I'm so excited. I'm grateful for that. I'm so excited for what the future is bringing forth, or what I'm bringing forth in my own future.
Mm-hmm. And people, so sometimes when we're repeating, it's sort of like, you know, I always call it like the cosmic joke. I said, okay, I was ready, but how come I got the same circumstance but just different people? And sometimes there's a part of us that wants to make sure that we got it. There's another part that wants to make sure that we know not to pick incorrect thing for ourselves. And so henceforth, sometimes it happens again. But usually what will happen is we flow through it even faster and faster. You know, there was a movie, a comedy movie with Bill Murray many, many years ago. It was called Groundhog Day. And people should get that movie and watch it, because that's what he was going through. He was having his day repeated over and over and over and over. He would meet the same people at the same juncture, and then it occurred to him that he knew what the person was going to say, so therefore he could have a better answer every time. He knew what the people looked like, how they dressed, and it was all about changing his life, But he didn't have to repeat it, so we don't really have to repeat anything either. But we do create habits for ourselves. We get up at a certain time. We have an exercise program we try to do over and over, but we know that we have to do the exercises slightly different to get a different kind of response, a different kind of thing to flow, a different kind of energy to flow around us. Yeah, we're going to do some patterns every day, but it's up to us to change it, make a slight change. And that slight change could be don't do one particular thing and insert something else in its place so that we can trigger the opportunity and cause it to place. So I'm going to give the number out one more time. 657, that's our area code, 657-383-0332. A lot of threes in that number. 657, you got 5 and 7, that's a 3. So there's a lot of threes. 3 is creativity. Having that youthful mind and be creative with the written and the spoken word. Powerful. How powerful do you want to be in your life? Do you want to make changes in your life? It is a day-to-day process. It is a moment-to-moment process. And it takes a lot of courage to be different, especially if you have family members who aren't on the same page with you. If you have friends, co-workers, neighbors who are not on the same page with you, it takes a lot of courage to change. But you cannot change from the outside. All the changes happen on the inside. That was one of the tunes that Michael Jackson had. He said, take a look at yourself and make the change, the man in the mirror. And that's a very prominent thing, because we see ourselves all the time. We see how we look, how we dress. If we don't like it, we can change our outward appearance. But it's the person on the inside that must change. And when we change on the inside, if we really, really make that change on the inside and stick to the changes and become accountable for ourselves from the inside out, the outside has to change. The state of mind has to change. Where you're headed in life has to change. And all new people will be on your path. And the people who have been dormant, maybe they wake up on your path and realize they're there to help you. 657-383-0332. This is Decree and It Shall Be. I'm your host, Brother Francis Revels Bay. I enjoy doing this show every Thursday. I air at 10 a.m. my time, Mountain Standard Time. But if you're on the East Coast, that's 12 noon. If you're in Central Time Zone, that's 11 a.m. If you're out there in the state of Washington, Oregon, and California, it's 9 a.m. for you. Sorry it's so early your time, but that's the time that I chose so that we can incorporate everybody.
Brother
this is decreed it shall be.
We have a special guest on. Your line is open, special guest.
Okay.
All right, I am a special guest. Welcome.
Yes.
How you doing, brother? I want to ask you a question. This is Brother Sharif, and I'm one of your students.
Okay.
And you just mentioned the numbers three.
Mm-hmm.
And coincidentally, the reading that you and I did, I meant to inform you of that. I tried to record the balance of it. I believe I was able to obtain midway through at some point. But at the end of that, after I listened to it a couple of times, I realized that the amount of time on that particular recording was 33 minutes and 33 seconds exactly.
Wow.
So I wanted to ask you, what was all that? When I looked at it, I looked and I said, 33 exactly?
Mm-hmm.
I had to call him back.
Yeah, well, 33 is the master number, so it was there twice. So the 33 in numerology, or has been called like the Christed number, that means that the consciousness of who you are has evolved already. So 33 minutes and 33 seconds, meaning that I can split that up to your left temple and your right temple. You've already mastered the way that you think mentally, and you're already mastering the way that you think intuitively, how you feel things. So you have arrived where you're creating balance for yourself. The number three is Jupiter. So that means you're one who strives to expand your world and expand the consciousness of other people. Jupiter is also the benefactor. So whatever you're doing, someone's going to benefit from it if they're listening. If their heart is open, they're going to benefit from it. And what that tells me is throughout your life, you've been a benefit to yourself. You had to figure it out for yourself. That's what the 17 is for you, too. Because in the early stages of your life, you had to do it on your own almost. You may have had elders, parents, teachers, mentors around you, but you had to get on your own horse and ride. And some part of you enjoyed doing that because, yes, it was a challenge. Yes, it was difficult, but it made you who you are today, a strong, clear person. And you're always striving. So that 3-3-3-3, three on the four planes, three in the spiritual world, already materializing and manifesting goals in the spiritual consciousness, three on the mental plane, the ability to be creative in your thinking, three on the emotional plane, to feel it as it is being created and expand upon it and expound upon it, and now it's on the physical plane as a three. Then four threes added together are 12, which is also a three, and 12 means destiny. This is destiny, for you're destined to do this. Now, another thing about the three is maintain vigor and youthfulness. This three is high energy, high octane energy.
Wow. Perfect. Perfect.
Thank you.
That's right in line with the message that you imparted in the reading. Great job. I caught the ending.
Okay.
Of it. I was on a meeting with Layla, but definitely great job. Tell me a little bit about, you said you were in New Mexico.
Yes, I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Albuquerque,
I'm sandwiched between Arizona, To the west and to the east is Texas. Above me is Colorado.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, Southwest. Wow. Hot. So sometimes I say to myself, I came out here, man, it's hot, but it's dry heat, you know. Dry heat.
Yeah. Yeah.
6,100 feet elevation in most places. Some of my neighbors tell me, well, you're just 1 mile closer to the sun. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. Beautiful. All right, brother. Well, that's all I have. I appreciate it. Great job. And welcome to Thor.
Thank you so much.
You're doing a good job. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. We have reached that zenith. It is 11:30 a.m. my time. It is 12:30 p.m. Central, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it is 10:30 right now on the Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to close this show out. If there are no more questions, I'll be here next Thursday with Decree and It Shall Be. I am the host, Brother Francis Revels Bay. Send me an email to brotherfrancis@thorlawgroup.com. That's brotherfrancis@thorlawgroup.com. Call me at 973-685-5978. I get right back to you. Call me at 505-717-4722. I get right back to you. I will see those numbers pop up on my other phone. Take care of yourself. I love you. I'll see you next week right here on the Thor Radio Ministry Network. Thor Ministry Radio Network right here on the platform for Blog Talk Radio. This is Decree and It Shall Be. I'm your host, Brother Francis Revels Bay. See you next week. And remember that divine grace is a blessing as we are alive and well in the age of remembrance. I love you unconditionally. See you soon.